Okay, so we go back to
Number 10,000.
Regular order of business, the first under advisement. Want to do again?
Yeah. 10,358.
Yep, that's it. Okay.
Going back to our bonds. Under advisement, 10,358.
Well, I'll tell you guys upfront the reason that I made the motion to revise the ones I did. And I alluded to it earlier that it's been suggested that by the new council that we approve too many variances that don't meet the standards.
Right.
I'm not sure what we should do about it. Other than if that's what they would like.
Our choices have to be made sometimes, and guess what happens to them?
Mr. Rickard, are you familiar with that, what the council was, you had said something to me to that effect?
Well, gentlemen, let me put it this way. You've had 97%, somewhere in the high 90s, approval. And they felt that that was too high. It's been too high.
They, as in all the new council, all council members, or?
I wouldn't say that. I would say our director and maybe two councilmen feel that I should get back to you and let you know that they are not pleased with that type of percentages we're generating here.
So obviously, they've thought this through and prepared for all the phone conversations, our phone calls that they'll be getting if we deny them.
I don't know about that part, but that part I can't answer. But I can relay that to you. That's my job, to let you know that when we are heading somewhere that they're not happy with. And I think you are aware that we are pretty high. That's pretty high.
We have been for many years.
Yes. And it's even getting to the point where why should they apply? I mean, you know, it's just.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea if we met with county council to find out their views and ideas on how we should go about our business.
Well, that'd probably be after the budget's done, because they're so busy right now, they got more on their plate to say, and they don't know what to do. I'll be honest with you, that question hasn't been asked. It would be, the earliest would be November, you know, because of that.
No, we could certainly table cases until then.
Could do.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but, you know.
If their preference is that you, you know, you start analyzing them more closely, that's what you need to do.
That's it.
You need to look at those five standards.
That's all I can say.
And then the alternate standard for a special use exception, and make sure that
You got the tools.
All five have been met. And the, you know, the law requires that all five of those standards be hit in every case.
They wrote this. They put this together. Is that correct? I mean, they approved the standards for granting a variance?
Well, they've been, that's been the law of variances for many, many years, not just in Delaware. Those are very common standards.
Well, they've never objected to this, right? So it must be something that they've wanted to do.
Certainly, you know, and I'm not trying to create any controversy or trouble or whatever. It sounds like a minority, not a majority, feels that way. I'm not sure. That's why I think it would be a good idea if we did find out how they feel. I know.
I pursued that for you, seriously, but it'd be, it will be to them.
You know, if that's the case, and we would have to adhere to all five standards, then we would probably go down to about a 1% or 2% approval rate.
But what we want to do, what I think we should do, it's just a suggestion. I think you ought to direct me to go back to our director, who is in charge of all this, who has to answer for this, okay, percentages that we generate here. And let him meet with and get a consensus, and I can bring that back to the board.
Okay, that would be great.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I would make a motion that we table case number 10,358.
Till when?
Two meetings. Would that be ample time to get back to this next meeting?
By April 6th? By 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks. You better give me that. I don't know what.
Well, I mean,
April the 20th?
April 20th.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't. That I April 20th is going to be the one that has all the add-ons.
Yes, yeah, that has all the add-ons, yeah.
April 6th? It's 3 weeks?
Well, that doesn't give them a chance.
Doesn't give much time.
That doesn't give you much time.
And not, I mean, right now, it'd be hard to get with them, too, they said.
We're only talking five cases.
He's going to meet with them tomorrow. I mean, they got canceled tomorrow.
Two, four,
right, I don't know whether he can get together with all five of them, you know what I mean? I'm sure what's going to happen is they're going to get into an executive session, and that has to be on the agenda to get into.
Yeah, they're going in that tomorrow morning for a thing on personnel and insurance. And
How far out, Mr. Chairman, did you say? What did you say?
If you went to the 6th, that'd give you 3 weeks.
All right, let's try it in 3 weeks.
Okay? If you see, you can't just,
okay,
you know.
Yeah, I'll report back to you.
Okay.
Well, we got no. Oh, yeah, we're going to table this. Okay, we got a motion by Mr. Mills. That was second.
Are you gonna move table them all?
Table all those under advisement.
Might as well just do them all.
Yep. Yeah. No. Okay.
Which would be 10,359, 10,362, 10,363, and 10,367.
Motion to table. Do you
have a second
to that motion?
Okay.
Which one I have here? 58. Did you get a second?
Mm-mm. I'll wait for a second.
Well, I guess we're going to talk about it.
Yep, we're going to have a second for that motion. No, I'm going to second. Okay. We'll have a second for that motion. So, motion will die, I guess, for lack of a second. Okay, we'll go back.
All right.
We're going to go back. Motion denied, lack of a second. So, now we're back to case number 10,358.
Okay.
This is a gentleman that wanted to do, he was got a paper line, what do we call it, cul-de-sac. He needed a variance.
He stated that he didn't want to do it back because he wanted to be able to put a garage in the backyard. It was created by the applicant. Can be developed in strict conformity. Therefore, not a minimum.
He said he didn't know where the line was, didn't he, or something like that?
He took the line from the from that like circle on that paper cul-de-sac. So he's saying,
yeah,
middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Because if he goes back with the other one, they're not. He's 34.5 feet or 34 feet.
34.8 from the where the road would be without.
You want to buy the rest of them? Yeah, the ones up next to him. His old one is right there. The one he's removed is right there. It's 30 feet. His new one's going to be back.
I think that I think if you were out there and you were placing that home, I would probably if there's not a cul-de-sac there, he would probably think he's. He was in compliance because
Doesn't matter. It's setbacks are measured from property lines, not
right.
What you see in the field. You know, most people don't see property lines.
So he got a survey, and he found out, like I said, that he's
he's
in violation.
Well, John.
They said it's a blacktop road all the way down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said the cul-de-sac was only on paper, it wasn't.
It's on paper.
Yeah, it's blacktop.
He went from the blacktop road.
He goes to the barriers.
To the barrier.
And then there's a ditch.
Uh-huh.
Did you notice down below on date January 1st, 2009, what it says? Cul-de-sac shown is not developed. This cul-de-sac is not likely to be developed anytime in the future.
Is that opinion or fact?
I don't know.
That's opinion.
That's probably an opinion from,
I'd say
from Walter Todd.
Okay, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion, we're all now for ready to vote. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table this to our next regular meeting.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,358 until our next regular meeting.
Which is
April the 6th. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Table to April 6th.
Motion carried. This is table to 4-6. Excuse me.